Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090. As we heard a little bit later, or a little bit earlier in the show, rather, Pete Gray, they made it back from their trip Pesca Panama. Sounded like some very hard-earned tuna, but some really nice ones, so we'll look forward to hearing the full lowdown when he comes back. That is one true thing, is anytime a guy starts off a trip with, we had a great bunch of guys, it's never a good sign. But it sounded like they had a lot of fun, and we'll look forward tomorrow getting the full details of that Cast Tours Pesca Panama trip. But in the studio today, man, are we having a great time, and do we have some great guests for you coming today. Jeff Jessup from Ultra, Freedom, Monte Carlo, all the boys from 22nd Street Landing. Jason Moreno from the Monte Carlo is here, also running the Ultra. Aaron Graham from the Native Sun is with us. We got Mike in here as well, talking all things landing, tackle, everything. Great show, jam-packed full of information, having a great time, and looking forward to hearing your phone calls. And we got another full hour of that coming your way. If you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the only line that's open. Again, the local line, 858 area code 457-1090. Also, you can reach us on our toll-free number. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. It's all packed up right now, but you're going to have a shot to get through. 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking your phone calls, we have got some awesome prizes at the end of the show today. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, every boat that's represented here this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, there's an opportunity to go fishing on at the end of the show. If you're the lucky winner, we're giving away a half-day trip aboard the Monte Carlo and including a six-pack of live deception lures courtesy of Ahi USA. So looking forward to that half-day trip on the Monte. Then a three-quarter-day trip to go fishing aboard the Native Sun. You're going to get to go hang out with Aaron and go pull on some yellows or some tuna or some bass. And then another lucky caller is going to win an overnight trip aboard the Freedom. So we're really appreciative of all those passes, guys. That was really generous, and I'm sure everybody's stoked to get to go fishing with you. And speaking of fishing, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish as if it was their own. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. Whether it be smoked, filet, jerky, their vacuum pack process is second to none. And you can check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, we're going to start it off up the beach with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, has got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, captains. Man, you got the all-star crew in there this morning, Ricky.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. We're pretty pumped. Like I said, this is my favorite time of year because it's just enough that we can get all the guys in here at one time, because another couple of weeks and these guys are going to be way too busy to think about something like this.
Yeah, for sure. But, hey, guys, you know, for the first week of April, we've had some pretty interesting signal already, though. I mean, how crazy is it to have formers of 40 to 70 pound bluefins around and guys sliding in, hooking fish on surface iron and then getting wrecked on their long rods, man. That's just as good as it gets. But when that bigger bluefin showed a few days back, it was mostly a little closer to the beach. Outside the Finger Bank was kind of the epicenter there, and then outside the 9 had some good fishing, and then even a little quick flash up our way here from the 209 to 267 sector there. Last weekend was pretty good fishing for those out with the good gear. The last couple days, that stuff backed off, went deep a little bit. Maybe it's the weather. Who knows? It's just bluefin being bluefin. But they'll be back up. And what a great jump start to our season. It's the first week of April. It's just crazy. And then the other area of bluefin has been that 60-mile bank bite out there. Lots of schools, smaller grade fish, 15 to 25 pound. Mostly biting bait out there. Best on the long soak, 20 to 25 pound fluorocarbon, a small hook and a hot bait is the answer on that fish. And then at the islands, no reports from Santa Barbara Island this week, mostly a weather issue out there at San Clemente. Holding lots of yellows, looks like some new fish has moved in there. Quite a bit of fish around, not biting really all that good, but no shortage of fish. And then the better areas have been the backside east and then the middle back zone and then a little bit in the cove proper. And a lot of that fish, some's on bait, but a lot of that fish is yo-yo iron out there in the deeper water. But that water is like 62 now, and it's getting really close to bite time. It's looking like for Chlamydia catarrhina, that steady yellowtail fishing backed off a little bit this week. Hopefully that bounces back soon. But the best zone was backside west on the deeper structure areas there. And then always at this time of year, lots of guys asking about the squid situation. And in normal years, it's usually full speed right now. But with this residual El Nino holdover, whatever this year is right now, most of that squid is MIA. It's very, very tough to catch a bait. And as a consequence, that sea bass fishing at the island has been slow. There's a few around. The locals are getting a few, but nothing like normal. And for you guys that are just dying to catch a sea bass, I'd fish, you know, some of those coastal kelp zones at night. Bigger fish on the mackerel are there to be caught, but it takes a lot of work right now. And we do got a little bit of weather here this afternoon and tonight. You guys want to watch out for thunderstorms and squall lines. Looks like it's going to be interesting. And then we'll get right back to it next week. It's game on, man. It's been crazy good fishing so far.
This has been a very fun time to watch it from week to week to week. It's not even from week to week. It's day to day. You know, you're seeing those big hikes and the good bluefin fishing, and then you see, you know, it slow down for a day, and then there's great yellowtail fishing somewhere up or down the beach, and then it, you know, slows down. We were talking about all morning, it's the up and down roller coaster that is a very, very good springtime of fishing, Mark. I love it.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's just springtime. You know, we all kind of got maybe a little spoiled here these last couple years. You know, that's the anomaly. This is a little more normal, with a little more weather to deal with and fluctuating water. And, you know, but still, we got good bluefin fishing in April. It was a nice taste, and I think it just bodes well for what's coming, man. It's not over yet.
Well, if you want to be on the right side of the ebb and flow, the best thing to do is to keep in touch with the great info. And the best info out there, fishdope.com. I know you constantly report to Danny, and he does such a great job of keeping everybody up and down on where the bite is, where it's at, and if you're chasing those fish that are showing one day and not the next, no better way to get yourself some good information with fishdope.com. And if you sign up, you can get a $20 discount off a year membership of fishdope.com entering the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, going to save you $20 on a new membership to Fishdope. And Mark, if somebody wants to come see you, all the great stuff going on Pacific Edge, from tanks to tackle and everything in between, what's the best way to do that?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And guys, make sure you call first for the next couple of days. We're actually going to take a little bit of time off here. So
go enjoy it. You're about to have a real busy season coming your way.
Oh, you got that right. That was exactly the plan. All right, thanks.
Appreciate
guys.
It, Mark.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. Now let's head on to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. Well, barring a little bit of weather the last couple of days here, there's some decent fishing this week. The half day, very good bottom fishing like they have been for a while there. Lots of rockfish, reds, a little bit of other stuff mixed in there. The San Diego in the three-quarter days, a little bit more mixed bag. They did spend some time looking for those bluefins. They had a little bit of luck. They had some misses in there, which it's bluefin fishing in April, so of course that's going to happen there. But, you know, a little bit early in the week, back to yellowtail, some barracuda, and like he's fishing back at the islands. He'll be back online tomorrow once this weather blows through. The overnight's a little more consistent there. The Outer Limits had a very good week. Paul there, he had 24 bluefin for 24 anglers yesterday, 39 bluefin for 23 anglers the night before that, and then 48 for 24 the night before that. So very good bluefin fishing. And most of the fish are probably in that 25-pound range. So a little smaller than what they were seeing on the three-quarter day, but definitely more consistent. Got lots of trips scheduled this week for half day, three-quarter day, and those one days. So check the website, c4landing.com. You can make your reservations right online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Like I said, it's April, and you've already got all kinds of options to get some tuna fishing in there.
Life is good, Marcos. Appreciate that. Great report. And like you said, once we get a nice steady week of weather, I'm sure all that fish will get back on the bite. And sounds like that fishing out on the outside for Paul and the guys has really never missed a beat yet. So, again, great trip, great info. If somebody wants to book a trip one more time, how do we do it?
Check the website, c4landing.com. You can make your own reservations online. If you want to talk to someone or want some help or just feel more comfortable doing it over the phone, you can give us a call, 619-224-3383. You can always come down, visit us in person, and like I did this morning, stop and have a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito.
Exactly. And you can visit the second best tackle store in San Diego. Appreciate a phone call, Marcos. Thanks a lot for that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Rick Jensen's got our Northern Baja report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Things are really starting to pick up down in the Baja region, especially in the Sea of Cortez. down in Meg Bay. There's a grouper and halibut in the bay. Still a few tuna outside on the days when it's not blowing too hard. Mulahay, beautiful weather. Lots of broom-tailed grouper being caught. More cabrilla. Yellowtail still staying deep. Bahia, Ascension, Cedros area. When it's not too windy, the calicos have been on pretty good. Halibut are starting to show. Bay of L.A., not a whole lot of reports, but I do know the weather and fishing continue to improve, and I know there's some yellowtail starting to move to the surface. San Quintin, the weather's been a little tough, still a lot of wind. Bigger reds have been showing, so the guys are going down, and really no new yellowtail reports there either. But at Ensenada, yellowtail have been around, keyed in on the tiny shrimp and the red crabs in most areas, but out of Punta Banda, they had some better luck with some more biters heading that way south out of the bay. But the bigger news is how nice and things have been further north in the Sea of Cortez. Weather's really starting to be real nice, not any wind really to speak of. And the fishing's really starting to heat up. The bigger cabrilla, the sierra, and the grouper, and the yellowtail continue to be scattered at Gonzaga Bay. And then up at San Felipe, the corvina beach fishing's been a little decent, and the bigger size sierra moved in big numbers and really have been chewing. So guys have been having a lot of fun with getting out to the sierras, which is always good.
Awesome.
So,
sir.
Just keeps getting better, more consistent. Get down there when you can.
Certainly some good opportunities and a lot of fun this time of year. You know, as things ebb and flow, it's a good opportunity to go down to Northern Baja, take a quick trip. And the beauty of that whole area is it's close enough and accessible enough that you can leave in the morning, and by the afternoon you're having a cerveza and a fish taco, pull on yellows next couple of days, and jam back home. Good long weekend stuff, Rick.
Absolutely. I think I need one of those next weekend myself.
Right on. Well, if somebody wants some more information on everything you do at Sport Fishing Financial, how do we do that, Rick?
Well, catch us on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or call us in the office, 949-481-1807.
All right. Great job, Rick. Appreciate an excellent report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot for that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with the Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charge before you leave, and the information will be right there with you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And, guys, I know when you go offshore, is there much more of a valuable tool than looking at those water charts? I mean, If a guy's going fishing offshore, I would wager to guess that you guys look at it every time before you go.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, it's for $100 a year, it's a tool that you can't not have.
Can't not have it.
That's for sure. Hey, appreciate the phone call, guys, very much. Great catch report. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with the boys from 22nd Street Landing. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. It's time for our 60-second Power Pro seminar on your next trip. Be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. It's something that Jacob and I were talking about earlier. The difference of having Power Pro, they call it the Power Pro advantage, is the skinny diameter line. Now you can fish with a line in Power Pro that is much skinnier than a traditional monofilament would. So if you are fishing an anchovy or a smaller bait, when that bait's in the water towing the line behind him, he's got half the amount of drag and looks twice as good. And you can fish a smaller reel, put a lot more line on the reel, fishing heavy cover like we were talking about with Spectra and sea bass. You can cut your way right back out to the boat. It's the Power Pro advantage. Check it out at your local tackle store, or for more information, check powerpro.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out their East County Bait and Tackle, which is full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more information. Guys, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to you. Why don't we start this one off with Cliff, who's calling us from Lakewood. Good morning, Cliff. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning.
I was wondering if you guys got some of that fantastic fresh dead squid. Is that all dried up, or you still have some?
We still have a little bit left, 5-pound packs, but it is drying up. And we really like to see some squid show up pretty quick.
we had Mark and Paul on the show last weekend talking about bait, and that's the thing. The San Pedro squid that you're talking about, it was the best frozen squid ever. You know, you didn't realize that you could have store bought tackle shop squid that fished that good, but the reason it was so good is because it was caught here and packaged darn near while it was still alive, and the same reason it's not available because it's not there to be caught. You know, they don't buy some big block of old squid, you know, wherever it's being caught and have it trucked down and redistributed and repackaged. It was caught here by the local boats and packaged here and
for bait purposes.
Yeah. If the squid isn't here for us to fish, they don't have that to catch. So they're not gonna, that's what they were saying is, you know, we're not gonna go buy blocks of squid somewhere just so we have something to sell. The San Pedro Bait Company name, it's the best stuff out there.
The squid's becoming more and more of a commodity now. Obviously, the last couple squid seasons have been slow. The seiners aren't catching it. It's we're kind of thawing out the freezers and getting the bags out of the bottom now that we're frozen in a block for the last couple of years. It's drying up.
Yeah, trust me, they let that little secret out, Mike, that one of the only places you could find a little bit was up at the landing, that there was a few five-pound boxes that were still floating around.
Yeah, get it while it's frozen still.
Wish I would have thought about it. I would have had Mike bring me down a truckload. I would love to have that sitting in my freezer right now.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call very much, Cliff. Thanks a lot for that. Next up, let's talk to Kenny, who's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Kenny, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Hey,
last year I got a chance to get out on the Freedom on a Shimano-sponsored trip. Had a blast, you know, caught a lot of calico bass in the iron, got a yellow on my Corrado. But you know what I noticed was there was a lot of black sea bass. I mean, we hung at least three or four of them. You know, everything made it back down safely and everything. But big population, I guess. What is your guys' take on that?
Well,
we're acclimating.
We've seen them year in and year out over there. I mean, it's there. It's the stuff doesn't really get, you know, there's they all have to be released, and there's no pressure on them because nobody fishes specifically for them. You know, at least we don't. So I don't know if they'll, I don't know if you'll ever see the moratorium lifted on them, but you know, we still catch them and we still see them.
So it's not a rare thing for you to see when you're fishing the island.
Not at all. Not anymore.
What about on the beach, half day and three quarter day fish? I know you guys spend a lot of time in the same spot. I know that a lot of your days are spent at the islands, but are you guys seeing those things on the beach as well?
Yeah, there's a few spots locally. You know, just fishing the artificials down in Huntington. I could name a few right now that I could take you there, and you would probably, you know, get busted off by one. Not that we're trying for them, but it seems like there's a few spots down there that there's a handful that live there.
I know fishing on the beach down here, especially when that sea bass is around, squid nest fishing, those things are a magnet to it. I mean, to the point of real nuisance, you know, when you're hooking more of those than anything else that you want to catch. So I would say that if there's a good thing to be had there, Kenny, the population is nice and good. And obviously, as you mentioned there, fishing with the boys, that they it's not something new, and you guys know how to take care of it. And away they go back down to the bottom,
and
safe and sound.
By the way, Kenny, there's two more of those Shimano-sponsored trips coming up here real soon on the Freedom. If you're not on them, check with the guys because we have two in the books here coming up.
Yeah, definitely I'll do that. And, Ricky, you're right. Those, you know, they were kind of being a nuisance, those sea bass.
Yeah,
you know, you get a good bait. I got one of them only mackerel on a boat, throw it down, and just instant.
There you go. They're
sea bass.
The first one you catch is really cool. After that, you start to get bummed out that you're pulling that hard on something that goes away. Appreciate the phone call very much. You know, those Shimano-sponsored trips are a very cool deal, too. Prime times of year, there's always a Shimano representative that comes out on the boat, but more than that, a bunch of really cool gear that you get to use, and no added cost whatsoever. Same exact trip price as what they normally would be.
Well, these are actually, I don't know how they run it on their end, but they're actually Shimano charters, and we had a great time with those guys last year. They did it in, like, consecutive weeks, and the first trip we had good yellowtail fishing early in the season at one end of the island, and then the next week we caught them on the other end of the island, and
that's cool.
Funny thing about that trip, they left, they gathered up all their rods when they left because they sponsored it, brought all this tackle and rods and all this fancy gear, and they left one whole side of the rod racks on the boat completely full of rods, and they all went home. We saved them for them for the next trip. I was like, thanks for the donation.
That's pretty cool. Nice rental gear to use for at least for the week anyways. Kenny, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump right back in. Talk to Brian calling us from Wildemar. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
For the Ultra and the Freedom, are those the only two boats with RSW, or what boats at 22nd Street have RSW?
The Freedom has it. We put it in the Ultra last year. I believe the TruLine has it.
TruLine has it. The Spectre has it, and the Fortune.
The Fortune
up in the springtime has it.
Yeah,
it as well.
There's a few boats there with it. Yeah,
perfect.
Cool. And then one second question: the longest trip days wise of the Ultra and the Freedom.
2 days. We do any 2.5 days?
We do a couple 2.5 days on the Ultra, but 2 days.
Get nice and closer.
We do a couple 2.5 days, but two days is what we usually do on the Ultra there.
Cool. Right. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, right. Hearing about the convenience of the landing has got me excited. We got a customer coming.
Brian, I couldn't say it enough. It's easy. It's an easy spot. Great boats. Easy to get to them. And Mike, you could comment on that.
Super streamlined. I mean, we're right off the freeway. Just take either. I'd suggest always taking Harbor Boulevard in the morning because you can get off at the right there at the 110, make a right, and then another right on 22nd Street. We're on the left hand side. Park across the street in the free parking lot. Can't mention that enough. Free,
at the end of the day, the guys, you know, when we get off the boat, the guys can bring their cars over to the loading zone. We cart all the fish right up to the top of the ramp, pass them all out, and you can literally, you know, you have time to take your tackle back to your car and bring your car over with a cooler, and
awesome.
You can get the fish right out of the fish hold, up the ramp in the cart, and then right to your car.
There you go. You ready, Brian? Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. All right. Next up, let's talk to Refugio, who's calling us from Laverne this morning. Hi, Refugio. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, guys. Over the years, I've enjoyed fishing at 22nd Street Landing. One of the fish I especially like catching is the barracuda, but the barracuda required proper care for the quality of the fish. The previous caller asked about the RSW, which was going to be my question, too, but I'd like you to expand on what you do for the care and handling of your fish.
Well, Jacob can answer that, or I can answer that. You know, on the overnight trips on the Freedom, and I know Jacob does this on the Ultra as well, especially tuna fishing, just like on any of the other big boats you'd be on, you know, we we try to bleed everything out, and we put it down in the RSW immediately, and everything gets pulled out at the end of the day, filleted. We package everything in a nice, you know, 3-mil Ziploc bag, and it all goes right back down in the RSW. So your fish are essentially kept in 30-degree seawater all day.
Awesome.
And also, to even with us, three-quarter day, you know, we don't have an RSW yet. Last season, that bigger fish, our game fish, we did have a stapler tags. We have kill bags on the boat. The couple guys I had last year, you know, they were, you know, from a long-range background, and we were really emphasized on, you know, bleeding the fish out, putting them on ice. And even as far as, you know, on our trips in, we're on an overnight trip, or we're not, you know, out there for hours on end. But, you know, the guys that got their fish filleted, we were putting them in the freezer. We have two giant chest freezers upstairs, and there's a lot of trips that, you know, even with the tuna fishing, that seemed to really help out. And we're still working on a lot of that. We're trying to keep up with everybody, but we need to get a couple of the big reliable kill bags on the boat. And with the Barracuda especially, you know, I was talking about on the drive down this morning that there was a lot of mornings we left really, really early, and we were fishing before the sun would come up for that yellowtail. And it was full speed, wide open Barracuda, and we'd bleed them out and try to put on ice the guys that wanted them.
Awesome.
And by the end of the day, you know, they're still holding up just fine.
What a cool way to do it. And how important is it, would you say, to bleed all your fish before they go in section? I mean, is that an everything thing? You notice a major amount of difference? And
definitely noticed more people doing it the last 2 years.
We just try to step up the quality, sure, you know, to keep up with everybody and give everybody a quality product when they get off of the boat. And, you know, speaking of Barracudas, another thing is it's a fish that tends to get a bad rap, and it's because of all the years that they've sat in gunny sacks, right, till the end of the day where, you know, you could fillet them with your two fingers. But it's a great smoked fish.
Sure.
And, you know, if a guy does like to smoke them and it's cared for properly, it's a great fish to take home.
Yeah.
Same with the Bonita. Same thing. That's one of my personal preferences on eating fish. It's kind of funny. Run a boat, I don't eat a lot of seafood, but Bonita, that's definitely on the top of my list.
Plop a gill raker and get them cold fast.
Exactly.
And keep them cold, and they're awesome. That's cool. Hey, Refugio, great questions. We appreciate the phone call very much, and I think how cool that, you know, you can ice down, like you say, you catch a yellow or a sea bass or something, even three-quarter day fishing. I mean, there's no better way to keep it than that. So very, very cool that you guys are putting all that emphasis in a quality product like that. Lou in Fullerton, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing, Lou?
Good gloomy day, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, understanding, I've been picking up some packs of squid at some of the local tackle shops, and work in a strip, works okay in the surf, but I tried using it down in Baja, and they weren't quite taking it. Came back and found out if it's true or not. That's what I'm asking. My question is going to be, is the majority of the squid, this packaged squid that's available now, is it from China or from South America?
No, it's most of the squid that you see here in these tackle stores is from here. In fact, most of the table squid in the world comes from Southern California. Most of the stuff that we catch here is commercially is shipped to Europe and China. So a lot of our squid actually goes overseas.
Which it seems odd and impossible it could be the case, but I know that a lot of the table squid that you do see here is caught here, shipped overseas,
yes,
packaged, processed, and then shipped back to here,
yeah,
to be sold again. But
yep,
but yeah, I mean it the bait that we use it lives here.
It does.
Okay.
It's harder and harder to come by right now because we've had two, you know, we went from 4 or 5 epic squid years where the markets were flooded to the last 2 years with the warm water, and now there's little to no squid. So what's there is there, and unless the guys start commercially catching it again, it's gonna be dwindling.
But the downside is
you don't need it.
Bluefin and yellowfin on the anchor 30 miles away from home. We'll handle that downside. Lou, great question. We appreciate your phone call very much. How about next up we talk to Charlie calling us from Gardena this morning. Charlie, again, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to say hi to everybody over there. You guys do a great operation, starting with Mike in the office. And, you know, you guys are all great operators and good anglers. And I wanted to personally thank Jeff and Nick. Last year, I lost a rod on the boat, and I got it back about a week later. So I really wanted to say thank you for that. And also, one of the great things you guys did for the overnight boat is you're assigning bunks, and that's super cool.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that. And by the way, I'm glad you got your rod back. I'm glad we could get that for you. We have gotten a lot of positive feedback on the bunks. Instead of it being a free-for-all now when everybody comes down, just to avoid the confusion, when we did take over the boat.
Yeah, it's tough on the older guys.
Yeah. And if you need a specific bunk or if you have a special request on the Freedom, we have a little stateroom up forward with some big doubles. And if for example, you need a CPAP machine right. to sleep, we have some accessible plugins. If somebody's perhaps a couple or somebody brings their a young child and want to fish, we have bunks we can right. put them in together, like large bunks we can put them in together. And all you have to do is request with Kelly in the office when she signs everybody in every night, and we can make the arrangements for you. And
awesome.
When you come down to the boat, you already have a pre-assigned bunk. You know where you're going. You can store your tackle. And you don't have to worry about fighting everybody down the stairs to get a specific bunk that you want.
No more of the mad rush down and throw your gear on there to save your spot.
Those days are gone.
That's awesome. Very cool. Charlie, appreciate the nice words. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
How about next up, we talk to Mike. He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much for Let's Talk Hookup. Sure love it.
Oh, Mike, it's our pleasure. We love getting to do it. What's your question?
Yeah, woke up yesterday out at the 60-mile bank on the Outer Limits, and we had a good plunker bite all day long for 20-pound bluefin, and we got some 28, 30-pound yellowtail in the afternoon, and the boat was just a class act, real clean. Captain Paul and Captain Steve and the crew did a good job. So I just wanted to say that the fish is out there right now, and the sashimi's at the house for tonight.
That's rad, Michael. Congratulations. Pretty rare deal that you can go out and plunk away at bluefin all day at literally the beginning of April. Congrats on a successful day. That's awesome. What was the secret to getting a bite? Sounded like it was plunker fishing.
25-pound when it was good, and then dropped down to 20-pound with a 1-0 circle hook.
Good deal.
And the deans were really good.
Awesome. Well, glad you guys had such a great trip. Mike, appreciate the phone call and enjoy your sashimi tonight. Thanks a lot for that. All right, Mike, appreciate the phone call and the kind words. Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, I've got two questions here. One, how many boats can the landing hold? And two, is there going to be a compromise with the MLPA and the MMPA coming up here sometime soon?
How many boats, and you're going to bring a boat down to the landing? You got room. We have about 11 sport boats there, a handful of dive boats, a couple of harbor crews. We're pretty popular down there. And as the MPA question, I'd have to direct that to...
We've already kind of been dealing with that, with the closures, you know, especially the local fishing.
Right.
We had some of our really good stuff kind of taken away from us that was, you know, like a... I don't know. I wouldn't say it. Kind of a little-known gem. You know, a lot of the boats weren't fishing it, and that was kind of our sneak-away go-to half-day fishing or three-quarter-day fishing. But
coastal areas mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, up the coast, I should say.
A little bit at the island, but we've all kind of adapted and fished around it. That's a lot of it. You know?
That's what I was going to say is, I mean, would we like it back? Of course. Did it suck that it was gone? Absolutely. But did it slow you down at all? Definitely not. You guys are fishermen and adapt to it, and you fish where the fish are, and you fish where you can, and you guys have made sensational catches even after the closure. So would we like to have it back? Of course, but didn't slow you down a second.
And there's no new ones coming that I'm aware of, so I hope there's not.
Right. Hope not. Yeah.
Same. Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. How about next up, we talk to Mario, calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, Mario, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Outstanding show.
Good morning.
Thanks, Mario.
You guys are over at the island all the time, and you got a lot of experience seeing water daily. As a private boater, if I wanted to target, say, yellowtail at Catalina, what are the ideal conditions you're looking for as it relates to a structure like a point or a cove? You know, as far as like you're looking for uphill current, downhill current, in, out, you know, what are you guys looking for ideal conditions?
Good question.
That island, the island, you know, there's a couple guys that I know that they can fish it a lot better than I can. But current water, water quality, as far as direction of current, there's certain spots that bite better on the uphill, and there's certain that bite better on the downhill, and you got to kind of put your time in over there to figure that one out.
Yeah,
that's an art all in itself, reading the conditions. But water quality is a lot of it. You know, this time of the year, there's been a lot of green water. Cooler water, like I said, a lot of the spots are there unique to certain conditions.
That's something you're only going to learn in time and put, you know, paying your dues and being there. I mean, you know, years and years of being a deckhand and watching a certain spot bite on a certain condition and knowing that when you come back and you know, you're looking at it when you come in there driving the boat, like this looks good. I'm going to stop here, but all the basics, but things like that almost just, you really can't teach that. It's just something you have to, it's trial and error, something you have to see.
Is there a most important condition to have while you're there? Is current more important than everything? Is water color more important than everything? Is water temp more important? Or can there not be a one thing that's the most important? Like, if you have good current, can all the other conditions be not so good and still make a catch, or vice versa? Or does it have to be a little bit of everything?
There's days that, you know, you get two out of three conditions, or, you know, one or the other, that those things kind of do what they want. But personally, I'd rather have the clean water than, you know, smoking downhill current and it being cold and green and
dirty,
that sort of thing. And a lot of it too, you see a lot of the skiffs over there. We've been doing a lot of driving around. I could say this for everybody fishing over there. You're looking for that condition of the water. And sometimes it's time of day and you see guys doubling back and tripling back on spots and they keep an eye on it. A lot of it too, if you sit it out and wait, you got to get everything to build. You can't go over there and right away put the anchor down, 30-pound yellowtail come jumping in the boat. There's days that you see it. You're fishing with a squid, you get the blue perch start biting, you get the calico bass start going. It's a whole ecosystem. So if you're drifting or trying to drift and not sitting in one spot, you're never going to have that build up for you.
And the other thing too is conditions can change 100 yards down the beach from another. I mean, you could have your anchor down in one area and having good current and good whatever else underneath you, and literally 100 yards away it could be going a different direction. It's not a constant thing everywhere.
You could definitely see it driving at that island, that every point's different. There's days where it gets pretty crazy over there, but like you said, definitely constantly changing. I personally look at the tide quite a bit, especially when we were fishing that yellowtail. You know, there were certain times of the day we had it like clockwork for, you know, a few days in a row because of the tide. We'd be there at the right place, right time, and we could make it happen. But I would say tide, that was a big one last year.
And Aaron and Mario, that's why you get to go fishing with a guy like Aaron and a guy like Jacob and a guy like Jeff that's been there every day. I mean, you're getting to go for that. And if you're I say it all the time, if you're a savvy private boat guy, I mean, it pays dividends just to go fishing with you guys. And it's for exactly, Jeff, what you were mentioning. It's not so that you could punch a GPS number into a spot, but, I mean, if you were savvy and paying attention to those conditions and, you know, why a guy made a move, and I'm sure the same thing, if a guy, you know, walked up in the wheelhouse and picked your brain for 5 minutes, you'd be happy to share those little things with him, because it's not a spot on a particular day. It's the reason that you fish that spot that day.
And there's some days where it just doesn't, flat out just doesn't want to bite. And, you know, there's so many factors working against you that when it does bite, it's usually something pretty special, because now you got the sea lions, you got MLPA closers. You know, for us, we have a lot of boats now following us around, which it's all part of the game. You got to be able to adapt. So I can't say there's one set of, you know, conditions or a perfect scenario.
That's a good answer.
And I've been running boats for almost 20 years now, and I can tell you that just when you think you got it all figured out, it all changes, or something proves the otherwise.
Nothing colder than yesterday's hot dog, right?
Yeah. That's pretty darn cool. Grant in San Carlos, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Grant?
Morning, boys. How are we?
Doing great. Morning.
Hey, I have a question for you guys regarding fish handling. And with this bigger bluefin around for our small boats, at what point does one gill and gut a fish versus just pulling the rakes? And do we not consider that as much like a long-range boat would be, given that we're on a shorter duration trip with, let's say, you know, at what size fish do we look at doing that, or do we?
Good question.
Well, Jacob deals with this a lot on the smaller charters. I'll kind of let him take that question, but I mean, my two cents on that for the most part is, I think if you're on a small boat and you can get back to the dock quickly and you have the means of keeping the fish cool, I think if you pull a gill and bleed it and you have the ability with a deck hose to flush the fish out, and obviously more on a private boat, you'd have the time to sit there and flush that thing out, you're going to get a very good quality product. But I'll let Jacob take the rest of this because he does this all the time on the charters. So.
Yeah, on the Ultra, we got a smaller group of people on there. And, you know, it really depends. Every fish that came over the rail on the Ultra is always spiked and bled and put into a kill box. We don't drag any of the fish. We clean them out, like Jeff said. We flush them out. On some of the bigger fish, we had some fish that were, like, over 50 pounds this year, high 40s and everything. One of the deckhands that I have on the boat, he, without even asking, he, you know, guts them, gills them, puts them down in the fish hold for him. You know, he's really good about that. We take a lot of pride in how the fish come out when, you know, at the end of the day there. So, yeah, you know, it really depends. You know, it's how much time you have. When it's run and gun, you know, everything we're getting is gutting, or, I'm sorry, it's bled and spiked. So it's how much time you have, you know.
I would say one thing to add some 2 cents to, Grant, is the reason that those guys are gilling and gutting is less about the quality of the fish and more about getting the heat out of the fish. You know, I mean, like Aaron was saying, everything important on keeping your fish good is getting it cold, you know, whether it be with an ice, an RSW, or whatever, it's getting the heat out of it. And on those real big ones, obviously they're fighting a long time, and there's more heat built up into them. And when on a long-range boat, when you've got a 100-pounder and you see them gill and gut it, they're getting the guts out, and that belly cavity is now hollow. The cold water or the cold ice, whatever it may be, is getting into that fish and bringing the temperature down faster. So in a small boat, you're only dealing with one. I would say there's two ways to look at it if you're on your private boat. There's only one or two fish at a time that you're trying to ice down. So if you get those submerged in ice or better yet, in like a slush ice like you could do with a kill bag, the heat's going to come out of them just fine. But with that said, too, on the flip side, you've only got one or fish at a time to deal with. So if you're going to, you know, if you're just going to take one or two fish home and you're really into having a sushi party at the end of the night and you want the best possible product, well, you don't have a ton to deal with. So getting the guts and out of them is really just a factor of getting that fish core temperature down faster. And when you're talking about chilling a 20-pound fish, you know, you submerge that thing in ice, the whole core is going to come down just fine on its own. But
ice is a great way to keep fish. It really is. It's just for us, it's unrealistic on the big boats. But, I mean, if you have, like you know, said, one or two fish, and if you can gill and gut them and pack the belly with ice, you are going to bring the temperature down faster. As long as you flush the stomach out and bleed it, you're gonna get a quality product.
Get them cold. That's the main thing, Grant.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we have to be aware of too. That when you get those bigger fish, they're gonna chew up a lot of ice, so you better be prepared and take more than you think you need.
That's a very good call for sure. Hey, great call,
Thank
Grant.
You guys.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out what lucky guys are going fishing, giving away trips on the Monte Carlo, the Native Sun, and the Freedom. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer, or visit Seaguar.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh,
Rush. San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner, half-day trip going on the Monte Carlo with that six-pack of Ahi USA Live Dissection Jigs is going to Refugio in Laverne. Three-quarter day on the Native Sun going to Brian in Wildomar, and an overnight trip going fishing on the Freedom. It's going to Ruben in Echo Park. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on those boats. And, again, guys, I know this is a busy time of year, things getting going, so we really are stoked that you're able to take a couple hours and talk some fishing with us. Run down the list. Jeff, if somebody wants to come fishing, again, Ultra, Freedom, everything that you do, what's a good way to charter? How do we go fishing with you?
Well, there's a number of different ways, like I mentioned earlier. You can always find out information at 22ndStreetLanding.com. That's got the whole rundown for the fleet daily, and you can make your reservations directly online. You can call the office directly at area code 310-832-8304 to talk to an operator. You can, if you want to charter the Ultra, the best thing to do is call us directly at 424-224-9255. And again, Kelly will answer that, and she will be more than happy to answer any questions you have, set your charters up, tell you everything you need to know, and even take your money.
I like it. It's a good thing. And,
and then there's our website at ultrasportfishing.com. Same thing with the Freedom. And the Monte Carlo will have a new website up and running here real soon.
What are the times Jacob Monty's going to be running? What time is Monte Carlo going?
Right now we are on our winter schedule, so it's 10 to 4 during the week. On Friday nights we have our twilights. And then Saturday, Sunday we run 6:30 to 12, 12:30 to 6, and then a twilight 6 to
every day.
Yeah. No twilights. Twilights are only on Friday and Saturday.
Perfect. And Native Sun, Aaron, again, great job. Appreciate all the great information. What's the run on the Native Sun that we can look forward to come fishing with you this year?
7 o'clock. We're really putting an emphasis on limited load. It's a big boat. We have light loads right now. If you guys like to join us, 7 o'clock, 22nd Street Landing, Wednesday through Sunday right now until things kind of pick up a little more. But Wednesday through Sunday is your best bet. You guys, we have a Facebook page, Instagram, both Native Sun Sport Fishing, all one word on Instagram, and on Facebook there, you can follow us. We do pretty well updating that and keeping everybody up to speed, pictures and reports and that sort of thing.
Great job. Last but not least, Mike, bring us home. Somebody wants to come fishing, all the great boats, the new tackle store, all the great stuff you've done at 22nd Street. How do we do it?
Oh, best source would be to go to the website to see everything that's going on for the next at least 30, 45 days, 22ndStreet.com. Follow us on Facebook. It's a little easier to post things immediately. All of our guys out there all funnel it all into one. It's 22nd Street. And Instagram's pretty sweet, too. I mean, keeps everybody on board. Gets lots of likes. Jacob's doing a bunch of promotions for the Monte Carlo through there throughout the months. So give us a call, 310-832-8304, or go ahead and check out the website at 22ndStreet.com.
Great job. We appreciate it. Great job, everybody out there. We look forward to bringing you another great show tomorrow morning. Dale Hightower from Seagars, you want to join us. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mighty 1090.